And welcome into week two of the Poolside Railing Dynasty Fantasy Football League. Today we're going to do a quick recap of week one, look at the matchups heading into week two, and it's Sunday, so the Thursday games have already been played. Talk a little bit about where each team is and maybe even redo the power rankings. So got another jam-packed episode for today. All right, the first matchup we are going to talk about from last week is Shu versus JB. Shu put up 84 points, the lowest in our league, and JB got the win with 108 points. As I kind of look through this, you know, we can tell if someone's got a bad team or was maybe just a bad manager. It looks like Shu's potential total points were 133, so definitely left some on the board. I look at Deshaun Watson with a 20 piece. We look at Romeo Doubs with an 18 piece. I don't know if I would have started him. Ooh, wow. Jacoby Myers, 30 piece on Shu's bench. Other than that, there's really not much more he could have done. I see the same thing on JB's side. You know, we got 153 potential points with players like Brian Robinson, Allen Robinson, either. Also, Hunter Henry, Packers D. I don't know if I would have made any of those choices, but still out there. Either way, you know, JB gets the win with this one, and hopefully he gets cut back and can keep this streak going. But I don't know, man. I don't know about Shu. I don't know what he's going to do. I think he's just going to tank, which is pretty funny. Yeah, I have nothing more to say about that, really. Next matchup, we got Rubs versus Sid. And Sid got the win. Wow, Sid got a great win with, some of his starters being out. And he was a great manager while doing so. His efficiency rating was at a 72%. So he got 72% of his potential total points. Rubs only got 66%. You know, he left players like Anthony Richardson on the bench, Rashi Rice. See, nothing I would have done differently, though. So that just stinks. Rubs is another player in the 80s. He's part of the 80 club, the 80 boys with Rubs, Shu, and someone we'll talk about a little later, Chubbs. They couldn't break 90 this week, even with the extra flex. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. Maybe next week. So with Sid, I think, again, just like JB, squeaks out another win. And, he has a bunch of injuries that are hopefully coming back. So this is a huge 1-0 win for him. Rubs started off slow, but as we'll talk about in a bit, I think he can come back. He still has a solid team. You know, Deontay Johnson's hurt now, which really sucks. So his team is dwindling, but you know, maybe he could squeak out a few wins himself. Next is LJ versus Joe. Oh, and that's just so tough for LJ. Michael Pittman on the bench after last week's pod. I'm sorry. That sucks. That's on me. Really, that's on you, though, LJ. That's really just on you. Don't listen to a thing I fucking say, because I'm always wrong. But, yeah, that sucks. So, LJ scored 114 points. Joe scored 116. Oh, no. That was so close. Both average managers. You know, LJ's total potential points were at 168, so that's a 68% efficiency rating. Joe was at 172 potential points, so a 67% efficiency rating. So pretty average there. Next matchup was me, Dixie Mormis, versus Matt. And I crushed Matt, really thanks to Cowboys D and Jake Elliott combining for, 55 points? That's pretty insane. Hopefully we can do that again this week. Matt put up a decent game, 136, would have beat a lot of other people in the league, but, it's not looking great for Matt. It's really not. You know, 0-1 off the bat. Some of his guys are banged up. Some of his guys haven't looked good, but I don't know. His potential total points was 183, and his efficiency rating was at 74.5%. So, got what he could get, but he left some on the table. Mine was at a 201 potential total points. And I had a really good efficiency rating at 86.8, scored 175 total. Players I left on the bench that could have helped me were Nico Collins and Elijah Moore. Matt left people like Tyler Allgeier, Joshua Kelly, Kendrick Bourne. Nothing too crazy that I would have done differently. Moving on, Steve put the slackin', the smokin', the stick on Chubbs. Ooh, and I love to see it. Yep, I love to see it. 218 points to 85 points. Another man in the, or should I say boy in the 80s club. 253 total potential points that Steve could have had. He scored 218, so that's an 86% efficiency rating. Chubbs scored 85, but could have had 158. That's the lowest rating out of the entire group with 54%. And as I look through Chubbs' team, I don't know how he could have made any of these decisions. Kyren Williams, Tutu Atwell, Puka Nacua, Curtis Samuel, Rashid, Shahid. How do you play those players week one? You really don't. Steve left Brendan Ayuk on the bench. Jordan Love on the bench. Maybe Ayuk's probably the only one, but again, how do you sit any of those other players? So that's really the recap of week one. So some good managers, some good teams, some not so good managers, some not so good teams. But it's week one and things change really quickly. So can't look a lot into week one. Can't make a lot of assumptions based off week one. All right, now to get into the power rankings section of the show as we head into week two. Number one hasn't changed, Steve. Max points 4, 218. Then we have me. Also coming in at 1-0 with max points 4 at 175. 3 is where things start to change a little bit. Then I would put... I'd put Sid. Sid scored the 4th highest points 4 without Andrews, without Kelsey. So I think he continues to kind of have a strong season. And even stronger than he has so far. And he's a good manager. So I'll put Sid at 3. Then I'm going to put Joe at 4. I think he's got a solid team as always. 116. So that would be 5th best. Max points 4. And then I'd have to go Matt on 4. Fortunately, it doesn't feel right, but I do feel he belongs there. He had 136, which is 3rd best, max points 4. So he'd be my 5 spot. Then LJ. Then JB. But JB can rise quickly. JB really can rise quickly. Then Rubs. I think he's like the top tier of the Ash boys between him, Shu, and Chubbs. And then, I don't know. Like, how do you even decide it? I think just because I'll put Shu above Chubbs. Just because. Why not? So we'll go Shu and then Chubbs. So Steve, me, Sid, Joe, Matt, LJ, JB, Rubs, Shoe Chubbs. Yep, fuck it. All right, and to close us out, we're going to go through a week two kind of deep dive. We had Thursday scores already, and we're heading into our Sunday ticket. So first we have Steve 1-0 versus Dixie Normus, or Dixie Mormus 1-0. Steve put up 24 with Devonta Smith. I put up 21 with Goddard and Jake Elliott. Jake Elliott continues to be one of my best fantasy assets, so that's fucking awesome. Really going to be a tough matchup to come out on top on, but I'm excited to see what we got today. It's 1 and 2 going at each other. Next, we got Sid versus Shu. Sid put up a 9-piece with the Eagles defense. Shu put up a 4-piece with his kicker, so not really much to go off of heading into Sunday. We got Allen versus Watson, the Cook boys and Joe Mixon versus Justice Hill, McKinnon, and Stevenson. Zay Flowers, DK Metcalf, Amon-Ra St. Brown versus Shu's not-so-great wide receiver core. Sid has both of his tight ends back in his lineup, Andrews and Kelsey. Because of that reason, I got to go Sid. Otherwise, I think Shu has the better top of the roster, and then Sid has the better receivers, the better tight ends. So, yep, going Sid. Joe versus Rubs, and wow, Rubs absolutely started to light up the scene with a 30-burger from Swift on Thursday night. But Jalen Hurts had 27 on Thursday night. Addison had 16. AJ Brown, not quite what you want to see. 6. This one's going to be close. This one's really going to be close. If I had to choose, while Rubs is starting two tight ends, and they're... Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I guess you have to with Deontay Johnson out. I still think... No, you know what? I love Ja'Marr Chase and Mike Williams this week. I think Rubs pulls this one out. Next, we got Matt versus LJ. Ooh, and LJ with Hockenson grabbing a 25 in his tight end spot on Thursday. Matt hates that. I know Matt hates that. Eckler's out for Matt. Ooh, uphill battle. Really uphill battle. I'm going LJ all the way on this one, for sure. Unless Cooper's out, and LJ doesn't know about that, but that's Monday night. But you got to make decisions now. Who would he put in? Tyler Lockett at 1 p.m. So if he misses that, if I feel like we're talking about moves LJ should or could make every single podcast. If he doesn't put Lockett in his receiver spot, he's going to be stuck with Cooper on Monday, and he might not play. That'd be fucking hilarious. That'd be really funny. So anyways, I still got LJ. But that could be funny. And last but not least, we got the brotherly match, Chubbs versus JB. JB had JJ with a 26-pointer. Got Lamar versus Mahomes. Chubbs is still struggling with Kamara out, I think. Can't play Akers, Evan Hall. He could play Kyren Williams, but they play San Fran. So he's got Gus Edwards in there right now. Could be a good pick. Could be a good play. But he's got Judy back in the lineup, which is certainly going to help. He's got Shaheed in there. So like an unorthodox lineup. Not one I think that he thought he was going to have coming into the season. But you got to kind of pivot from where you're at. And it's not terrible. It really isn't. This team could put up points. I'm calling an upset. I'm calling an upset alert. Chubbs beats JB this week. Yep, you heard it here. All right, that is going to close us out for the pod. Want to thank everyone for listening again, and we'll see you next week.